Parashas Nitzavim Erev Rosh Hashanah, Tavshin, ending Tavshin Ayin Vav. We're entering Be'ez Hashem Tavshin Ayin Zayin. Be'ez Hashem Yisborch Zericha to Aksivach Simatoyva Shonatoyva Mesukye. In the coming year, Bo'al Leinu L'Toyva Be'ez Hashem. Rosh Hashanah is mamish at the doorstep. We're holding so close this phenomenal day, Rabbi Yisai. We don't understand, we have no inkling in the Metzias, the Mahusayoim, the Tayeles, that a person could be Yoytze from a Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yisai. But it's like anything in life, whatever you put into it, it's what comes out. The way the cake goes into the oven, that's what it comes out. The way a guy goes into Rosh Hashanah with the right understanding of what Rosh Hashanah is about, the Mahus Hayoim. That's what a person's going to come out. The parasha state ki a mitzvah azois lo yichoykihi lo yimeiva hayami. This mitzvah that I'm commanding you is not far from you. It's not across the seas. Lo b'shamayim lo yimeiva hayam el b'ficho uvavcho la'asoiso. To your mouth and your heart to do. Machloikis, famous machloikis, Rishonim, Rashi, and Ramban, other Rishonim. Rashi knows going on Torah. And this mitzvah of Torah is not far. If it would be far, you would have to go and take ladders to Shomayim to go get it. That would be the chiyuv. From Eva Yayam, we'd have to find a way to get it from Eva Yayam. A mitzvah azois korav elachem oy beficho uvavcho. Torah is beficho uvavcho. That's the deeper in Torah. And the Vigisa boy, the Lev, the Agra, the Shmaisa, as we shown in Spigal. But the Ramban, other we shown in the Svarnoi, learn it's going on Tshuva. Ki ha mitzvah azois l'choyki al b'fichol avav chala azoisa. Why does the Torah have to tell us that the mitzvah of Tshuva is loy r'choyka? What does that mean, loy r'choyki? In Torah we understand the Torah is far away. Why would we think that Tshuva is so far away? So we said over Spam from Rav Chaim Volozhin, the head of Rav Chaim Volozhin is Joshua. The Rosh Hashanah says a tremendous Yisoy, Agav. When a person does a chet, he's poigim in all the Olamas. He's all poigim in the Olamas Lamala, all the Olamas, he's poigim in Eva Layam. Things happen because of chet. And a person's oilam katan, he affects the entire universe, the Bria. And therefore we would think that a person doesn't have Veira, and he's plaguing him in the world, so he has to go fix it up. He made a hole, he made a begam, he caused something to happen overseas. The tshuva can only go through if he goes and fixes it up. He has to travel to the place where his Veira affected the world. Kamash Balan. Tshuva, you do it in your place, and Kodesh Baruch Hu takes care of the rest. I want to maybe say Enocha Daher over here, Rabbi Yisai, to understand what's going on in Rosh Hashanah and what we could be Zeichah to, Rabbi Yisai. The Gemara, the Yerushalmi says in Rosh Hashanah, says the Yerushalmi, Bechol, B'chol ha-yom toivim, it says v'krafta. In the korbanos hayoyim, it says v'krafta. On Rosh Hashanah, there's a different nusach. In Parshas Pinchos, there it says l'shav ha-asisa. Don't say v'krafta. Okay, was Yerushalmi says, because since once you were nichnas ledin, you were nichnas ledin, nase kibriya chadashi, you become like a briya chadashi. So the Mahus on Rosh Hashanah, we call a Briya Chadasha. And that place when we nichnas the din, we go into din, Biratoy, when nichnas the din, nasa Briya Chadasha, says the Yerushalmi. You become Briya Chadasha. The Mishnah Berurah brings this Yerushalmi in the beginning by Slichus, where he's Mechadesh. That's why we have a din of 4 days to stay Slichus beforehand, because it's Vasisim, you're the carbon. The person itself is like the carbon. It doesn't say they craft them a carbon asisa. A person makes himself like the carbon, he's makriv himself. The din is nasa kibriya chadosha, it becomes like a briya chadosha. It becomes like a new briya. So you see a big yisoid over here, Rabbi Yisai. That is yisoid in Rosh Hashanah, what's called the briya chadosha. In Rosh Hashanah, we're born again people, Rav Yisrael. It's not just the Yom Tov of Din, and because of the Din, it's not just another Yom Tov, an important Yom Tov. The Mahus of Rosh Hashanah is Nas Kibriya Chadasha. Rosh Hashanah Yishalmi, Perek Dalid Halacha Ches. V'chol ha'kabonot sivi ikraftem v'kag sivi asisim. Omer lan HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikeinu shenichnastem l'din l'fonei b'Rosh Hashanah. Nichnastem, you went yourself to din b'Rosh Hashanah v'yotzosim b'sholoim ma'an el yanilechem kiri ikraftem nivreis embriya chadosha. Kiri nivreis embriya chadosha. Lo she Yerushalmi, there's a b'ay b'riya here, a b'riya chadosha. Yet the men shabai said, if the Rosh Hashanah should say Shalom Aleichem, there's a Briya Chadasha. Everybody's created, recreated on Rosh Hashanah. There's a recreation of Rosh Hashanah. You don't know what's going on in Rosh Hashanah. Kehu shenath l'divi yotzev v'sholom nas Briya Chadasha. So in L'chor is Mavura Yisoid here, Rabbi Yisrael. The Rosh Hashanah, L'chor, that's the Tachlis. The Tachlis is that we have to come out of the din, b'shaloim, obviously we do the right thing, and we have to recreate it. The tachlis is not just to be yotzev din, the tachlis is to become a recreation. And if we call man mash, we didn't reach that din nasa kibriya chadasha. We weren't yotzev d'chad yontif. There's a briya chadasha, an ayah briya. I think this is a tifa, the hair over here, Rabbi Yisrael. The Rambam, Mefuri, the Rambam, Rabbi Yisrael. The Rambam, the famous Rambam, in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Gimel. The Rambam says that in Rosh Hashanah, Hashem weighs the amitzis and averis. A person zakai, a person has more mitzvahs than averis, zakai, chas v'shalom the other way, and a beinoni is Talui, the Ram says. The Ram says, but if it's also tshuva, if he does tshuva, says the Rambam, then he goes out. Then he goes out. And nichta l'chayim. And the Rambam is based, the makor of the Ram is the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Yudzan, and based, Shloish Yisvarim Niftach Rosh Hashanah, Omer Rav Kus Bidoi. Shloish is from the Torah Rosh Hashanah, Echad Shal Sadikim Gimurim, Ve'echad Shal Shoshanim Gimurim, Ve'echad Shal Beininim. On Rosh Hashanah, three Svarim are opened. Sadikim Gimurim, Nechtom, Nechtom, Al Tlachai. Vishoyim Gimurim, Nechtom, Al Tlachai, Nechtom, Al Tlachai. So Beininim, Pluim, Ve'oimdim. Zocha, says the Gemara. Zocha, the Zocha. Is Nechtovim, the Yom Kippur. So zochus mashma, you need a schus. Pashas one mitzvah. The Rambam says no. The Rambam says you need dafka tshuva. And the tzorach in the side, they have a first master kalach a mishnah. The stam and halach there. Why is the Rambam say zochus means you have to do tshuva? One mitzvah should tip the scale. The famous test of Yitzchak Plaza that since it's a zman from tshuva, it's a different shmuz, and you don't do tshuva. So the veir is so great, As Ram says, Averis and mitzvah are not telling numbers, they're telling quality of the mitzvah. One mitzvah can connect Kama Averis, one Averis can connect Kama mitzvah. So mitzvah blaza, tshuva, this time Hashem's waiting. Tirushu Hashem be motzoi, Kurubi Yosekrov, the Gemara Dash, and Roshon Yudches, Eila Sor Yom, Shabin Roshon Yom Kippurim. Hashem sticks out his hand, Matan Noisin Yad. You're not interested in doing tshuva, it's the biggest ba'avult in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Averis is so great, no matter how many mitzvahs you do. So the mitzvah blaza, that's why you daf tshuva. But the mice the foreshim are all in on it. So maybe we could say Azera Boisa. In the Kriya from Rosh Hashanah, the Kriya Siyorim Rosh Hashanah, we lay in 2 days the Gemara of Megillah Lamed Aleph. Today the Gemara Sel tells us the different things that we lay on every Yom Tiv. And Rosh Hashanah, it's very interesting. Every Kriya that we know, you see the sugi over there, every Kriya Shat and the Mahus HaYoyim, and what we're doing, Pesach, we learn about Pesach, the Parashas, the Torah, the Pesach, Shavuos, we learn about Shavuos, Sukkot is about Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Pitom, we learn in different Inyanim, about it we learn for the Mavti, but the Maiz, the guy, we had some Kriyas HaYoyim, is a Kriya from Parashas Bereishis, two different Parashas, the first Eresh to talk, the first day, we lay in the Pasha of Yishmael and Sarah giving birth to Yitzchok, and Yitzchok with destroyed with Yishmael, Yishmael being thrown out of the house. We spoke about that by the women shmuz, what the different mahalach. But the Maisa, the second day we lay in the Akedas Yitzchok, Shel Benjamin Ben Avram, the Groisa Akedah Roisa. It's a chora pella. He has to call kasha. I mean, in pasha, you know, it's not a pella because first we have to know Yitzchak was born, and then we can be zakeda. But in the sequence at dvarim. But again, it still doesn't do. It doesn't answer the kasha. The kasha pella. Hello, doirei doirois. Loma nikra macheles. The instrument that he used that he wanted to share Yitzchak called macheles. She oichlin eschor mi doirei doirois. V'akeidas Yitzchok v'racham im tizko. The ganzo Rosh Hashanah boysai. The greatest schus that we have. We stel tzu to that great schus of Yitzchok ben Aaron the Akeid. There was no greatest schus. Loma toikim b'shoy v'shol ayil. K'dei lahazkir Rosh Hashanah tezayin. K'dei lahazkir Akeid shol Yitzchok ben Aaron. The shoy v'shol ayil is mask the ayil. Fi the ravens the araisa. Shoyf Shalayah, we ask it's a minute, we don't, but the Ram was a daraisa. Shoyf Shalayah. Loma toikim Shoyf Shalayah, they ask, we need that schus. That's the schus that gets us through. The Rabirachim im Tizko, the Akedis Yisrael ben Avram, it's oim in the doors, that's schus. And we say it for the second day? The second day? What are we learning on so much? What's so hard the first day? We learn Yitzchak was born, and Yishmael gets in a fight with him, whatever he's born. Sarah says, chuck him out of the house, throw him into the midbar. He sits there, crying in his way. The Malachim say, don't save this guy. He's the murderer. He's going to kill out the Yidden. And later, Durs, Bashar Husham. Okay. Beautiful. Save Yishmael. Move on. It's a Choshev Maisa. It's interesting. It's very Choshev. So there's an inyan of Bashar Husham, which is a separate shmuz also. Bashar Husham, that's what Hashanah is all about. Bashar Husham, if a person, like the Mishnah Moros, this says in Tezayin or Beis, that Bashar Husham is a schula for Rosh Hashanah. If you're not holding, even if you had a terrible past, you weren't so good during the year. But Rosh Hashanah, you're a good boy. Bashar Husham, says the Gemara, Hashem is only dons a person Bashar where he is then. And even if you weren't so good during the year, like the Ben Hanan, even if you're not even good in the future. But Bashar Husham, right now, where you are, Hashem judge you live for Rosh Hashanah should be used out. Commercial, Rosh Hashanah should be used out. The whole Rosh Hashanah was not a time to sit around and schmoozing and eat nuts. Anyway, you're not supposed to eat nuts. Eating papaya nuts, spinning out, and get a 2 kilo bag, and you know, talking about potato, wise potato chips, if they're better than Pringles or not. Until you finish the whole bag of garinim shchorim. Then you bring the levanim. Because it's Yom HaShoneh, you're supposed to have Levan. So you have the Levanim also. The Kitzah, Rosh Hashanah, but it's not a time. Because the people, I'm not saying it, I'm not going out. You have to have company over it. But it's like, But Lamaisa, in the minigah yeshivas, we learn the Mishnayos, four meals, or say four prokhim, Rosh Hashanah, you take out the Rosh Hashanah, you learn it. People are not interested, tell them this Rosh Hashanah. Next week we'll talk about very important topics, like, you know, the new peanut butter that just came out in America with the OU. It's very important. We can talk about it next week, you know, Shabbos Shuvah maybe. It's good for Shabbos Shuvah, Josh. But Rosh Hashanah, we're being judged. We don't know when we're being judged. It could be any time during the day. And can you imagine, President, the guy's talking Lashon Hara Chas V'Chalil at the time he's being judged. This is what he's talking about. How, you know, I came to Shul and the Chazen, you know, he's not so good. I'm davening. Therefore, Bekitzer, the Chazen wasn't so good. This, that. Speaking Lashon Hara on Rosh Hashanah, President, he can't have a more bigger kitshvah. But stop this word. It should be used that word about Hashem Hushom. You're being judged. It could be any more. The Biskarov said Tillin. The whole Yom Shanah, Biskarov, he was worried because if he learns Torah, so they say Hashem Biskarov, if he learns Torah, but Torah sometimes you're thinking, and when you're thinking, sometimes your mind could wander for a second. He didn't want his mind to wander, so he said Tillin, Zog Tillin, the Biskarov, everybody said. Kem Zogin Abriskarov in the Rambam. On Gelant, Zog Tillin, the Ganze Tog. The ganze talk, when you maybe have a spare moment, zog to till him. Like, yeah, the men, you never know you're being judged. And your mind wanders. It's Madrig, it was. We have to remember Rosh Hashanah 48 hours. It's Bashar Hushom. That's a tremendous lesson. But there's another lesson, Rabbi Yisai, the Mahus HaYoyim. So as far as I'm talking about this also, the Mahus HaYoyim, Vashem Pokarisol. That parasha starts off with Leidas Yitzchok. And later, Sietzel teaches a tremendous zachar to Gemara Rosh Hashanah Yud Aleph. Shlo Yisho Nifkedo B'Rosh Hashanah Soro Chana and Rivka Nifkedo B'Rosh Hashanah. What's the pshat, Rabbi Yisai? There's something oimik ad ma'oit. We gotta understand, Rabbi Yisai, that Soro was Nifkedo. It's not like Stam, a story where a woman has certain, you know, never, she had problems giving again, having, conceiving a child. So they did treatments. This treatment, that treatment, Rabbi Yisai. Talk to Gemara, Yivom is Sora Islandis Hoya. She was an islandess, Rabbi Yisai. Island is a male ram. She had no rechem, Rabbi Yisai. We don't have to go into biology over here, but a woman cannot possibly conceive without a rechem. It's impossible. There's nothing there. It's not a child, that maybe it's this, that. It's not shaykh. You can go to the biggest doctor's treatment, it's not shaykh. And yet, Vashem poked a sora. Heinika vonim sora. She was an old lady. She nursed many babies that day. And the Yisoid Rabbi said, "Amhus is that Rosh Hashanah is the hischatshus of the bria, and the hischatsh of the bria is bria chadasha. Everybody, there's a bria chadasha, but see, it's a bria chadasha." Rosh Hashanah is not just a day of din. It could be, like we said last week, the din is different. The din is noiveya from the fact that it is chadash of the bria. Because Hashem is being mischadash the bria mechadash, so we have to have a new taft in that bria. And that is chadashus habria, boys. That new is chadashus. It's Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh of all shinuyim, that the change, that a person can be nivra mechadash. That even till now there was a certain metzias of how he lived, that was his physical makeup. There's no new, that metzias is gone. There's a new ischachus. And at a common, the person shtelt su to that ischachus, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu ischachus to Briya. And there's new ischachus in the Briya. That's what we're saying when Echnos in the Din. And we go into the Din understanding that there's new ischachus and we're ready to become that tafkin, we're ready to take on when the Kodesh Baruch Hu declares on us, decrees on us. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mavrios mechadosh, because that's the metzias of Boi Zad. And Yotzei Lashon Nivra Briya Chadosh is hand in hand. That the Briya Chadosh is me'etzem yisoyin mahus of the ganze Rosh Hashanah, that we're Briya Chadosh. And what was till now, what was going on till now, it's not shaykh, it's a new metzias, it's a new Briya Chadosh. It's a Briya Chadosh beklolius, and it's a Briya Chadosh beprotius, Boi Zad. And our job is to be nichlas again, and we have to be mismolet. It's not the pshat that is a hemshich. We have to be nivra mechadosh. So that's the pshat. The Rambam is telling us that he sees it. That when the year ends, if you're not nivra mechadosh, so call Tuv Charlie. It's not shaya. You have to be nivra mechadash. So the Rambam's mechadash, that's the pshat of the Gemara Zohar. You can't do a new mitzvah because you need a bria chadasha now. And in order to be zohar to that bria chadasha, you have to get your new tafka. Hashem decides whether you get it. But the pshat is that the cheskas chai, the mitzias of that bria, Shmuel Belchbaum, till this Rosh Hashanah was one, man, now he has to become a bria chadasha. To have that new ischachus, that new bria, that new nipach ba'apa of nishmas chayim, to blow into you, that ruch, that new nishama, that new thing, you have to be nichnas ledim v'yotze b'shalom. You have to be yotze b'shalom. How is that child? But saying, roiv schuyas. If you're not roiv schuyas, too bad. So Hashem gave a period of time where a person can have a bria chadasha now. You didn't make it. Tshuva, Rabbi Yisai, is the same story. What is tshuva, Rabbi Yisai? If you didn't do it on Rosh Hashanah, if you wanted Yotze with Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is the day of that ischachos, Hashem gave a grace period. Because Hashem she made tshuva with tuch the mitzias of tshuva. What is tshuva? Tshuva is be'etz, what the Rambam says, ain't oisa ish. You're not the same guy. You're a different mitzias, you're different mahus. Hashem gives a 10-day grace period. He shouldn't do it. He shouldn't, that's it. You were nichlet din, you weren't Yotze Zaka. So you can't be nivra mechadash. Too bad. Shalom. Shem made a new grace period of 10 days, which is Hashem made tshuva, where you do tshuva. And tshuva has that koyach. Where now Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not doing it. Rosh Hashanah is the time. Only Rosh Hashanah when he makes this bria chadasha. And if you shtel tzu by nichnas ledin, you shtel tzu to the ischachus, then you can be nasa bria chadasha. If you shtel tzu to that ischachus, if you don't shtel tzu. You didn't shtel tzu, so you don't have a bria chadasha. There's no nishama. There's no nishmas chayim. If there's no nishmas chayim, Rabbi Yisai, so meila chas v'shalom. The mashma Hashem says, okay, but you weren't a mess. So I'll give you, this guy was a bein, I give him a grace period. If he does tshuva, tshuva is also nivra mechadasha. The Rambam says, bria chadasha kiv. The Yom Kippur, those are the amkas in the Rambam. But you have to be the ishtel tzu to that bria chadasha. You have to become that bria chadasha, that new being, Rabbi Yisrael. And I'll count that we ishtel tzu, and that's the Bemis Diso. I think Arizal says already that the Sforum say the whole mitzias of the yom is tkiya shofar. What is tkiya shofar, Rabbi Yisrael? It's vayipach ba'apa ruach. It's a bliya blowing of a ruach. The ruach goes out from the neshama and it goes into the ear, Rabbi Yisrael. It's interesting. It goes out, but it goes in. It goes in, and it's nivra bria chadasha. The person ishtel tzu to the shofar. To the ve'yipach ba'apach ruach, that ruach that comes from the nishmas Hashem, and it goes now into back, and he's makabalit. It doesn't just shmir, it's not just listening to the koil. It's makabalit. It's the chelkei atshuva. If he's be'etzem makabal the machusoy, and because of rotzon Hashem, and he wants to be an eved Hashem, he's nichnas ledin. As the Pshel Salat, the Shas Adin is Shas Tkir Shoifa. That's the Shas when it's the ve'yipach av. That's the Shas of the Briya Chadosha, of the Schachus HaBriya. And at that moment, he's mekabel be'emes to Omar Chusoy. He's mekabel be'emes to burnish the melech, and he's a melech on everybody, including myself. As nichnas the ruach nisham inside, there's nasa bria chadasha. Nichnas the dim, nasa bria chadasha. There's a nishmas chayim. There's a new ruach from the shofar that blows into that person and creates a mechadash. And that's what's going on, Rabbi Yisai. On Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yisai. What a day, Rabbi Yisai. Bria chadasha. But the limud for chutz from that we have to do it, Rabbi Yisrael. We have to shtel tzu. It's sakana chas v'shalom. But chutz from that, what you can be zoichet to, Rabbi Yisrael. A person goes through Rosh Hashanah or something, you look at it, it was such a long tefillah. What time are they ending? That's the big kasha. What time is it going to be over? When can I get out of there? A person would say, halavai, you know, the Mir Yeshiva, Yom Kippur, Leil Yom Kippur. Once Yom Kippur, they used to go out, it was an hour. They ended up, who knows, late into the night. They just keep going with the Yom Kippur. Mamshich the Yom Kippur. The Yom, the Ron, we look on the days of dread. That's right, we look at a new pshat, you know, the Ron. Dread, come on, what's going to be over? What's the quickest minion? When can we get out of there? What are we going to do? We have a lot to do. We're going to go eat lunch and talk about all the Bali Tefillah. This guy was good. That guy sang too much, he slept. Sanatoykev was okay, I don't know, good. They're talking about the Sanatoykev, how good it was. Miyichya miyom, they're talking about it. The Lashon Hara on the Miyichya miyom. Lo yu'umiki yisipur, Rabbi Yisrael. But they don't wait till the Shabbos, it's on the way back. If he's lucky, his wife will squirt about, they'll talk together. She was in the day, they said, no, what do you think about it? But anyway, Baruch Hashem, what a Hedek Rosh Hashanah. But amazing, but the Maise, if it gets Kishmak, so then, but it's the table that go on for hours, because I gotta get, you know, about it. Oh, but the Maise, so if Shul Torah, but he said, Rosh Hashanah, chutz from the etzem fact, if we don't, but the place of the opportunity, this is the Pshan, so she complied, she stelt through to the etzem yisod of this hatchus, and we stelt through to it. It's not only you become a b'richlot, but it is a shinoi mahus, that things that you weren't bizarre before, but said, you can be bizarre to now. Things that are mamish beyond the mitzvah, that's the mahus ayoyim. So that's why it's the first day. Because we want to learn about Yitzchak, the schus. But I have to know what's this day about. The mahus of Rosh Hashanah is nifka d'asara, that a woman that had no womb, that a woman was not shayich in any mitzvah of the bria to have a baby. There she was at an age of 90, nursing a baby. 90-year-old woman, stavazois, beyond plia, shepa plia. But a woman that Mitzias was not shayach, no in the Bria, not shayach. But she stelt her to the Ischachus, and that Ischachus, everything is shayach. It's the Ischachus of the Bria from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shini HaBria. And that Ischachus, if you stelt her to it, the person's koyrim me'oimek ha'leiv, and he wants to stelt her to that Ischachus of Hashem's Bria. How you stelt her to the Ischachus? Because it's the new Malchus. You stelt her to that Malchus. Imu lefonei Malchus. You stelt her to that Malchus, and oimek ha'leiv. Nifkido, Soro, Chana, everybody was. We have to stel tzu. Menachem Stein says, he said a maise, he was in Ordi, she was already Yisrael, and he was there by the Tkiyah, by the Rosh Hashanah, first day of Rosh Hashanah, he remembers the story, he was a young Avrech, there was some woman there, and that woman was in the gallery, the women's gallery, doing the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah. And when it came to the tefillahs and the laying of Chana, this lady's tears, mamish, mamish, the noise from her tears, mamish, bellowing out of the Ezra's Nashim. So much so they had to stop the davening. They stopped the davening. They couldn't continue. The noise was so loud, this lady was bellowing out tears, mamish, bellowing out tears. So when Ezra went told, he said over to the Olam, don't worry, I know what's going on with this lady. She's remembered Nebuch many, many years without a child. And she, Vice though, she heard the story. They should read the story of Chana. Chana was Nifkada, the story of Chana. And Eli HaKohen told her, what do you need, Bonim? I'm just as good as 10 Bonim. And the Maisa, that whole Maisa. So they waited 7 minutes of us. They had to wait 7 minutes on the clock. That was a long time of us. 7 minutes till she calmed down. She's hysterical crying with us. Hysterical crying. Because she understood that today was an unbelievable day. And Maisa, that time was about, she was nifkada with a baby. A person doesn't understand about this. Every day of Rosh Hashanah, there's an opportunity of Shino, Rosh Hashanah, that Shino, that is Chanshu, that person can stel tzu to. And it can be zircha, like the Mishnah says, it can be zircha for many years. The Shino, it can be many years, the Toiv, the shinuyim that could go on in a person from Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi say, came in shechnast mudin, but you have to be nichnas. Nichnast and vasisim. Your job is lasisim, the nichnas ladin. The nichnas ladin, shas tkiyas, shas man of ischachus, shas man of briach hadosha, to be nichnas ladin and be mikabel, kill, to give yourself up, you're giving up your past life. That's what it is, because now you have to get a new life. It's a hakrova batsim, it's a shtigal akedis yitzchok. Rabbi Seyfishal Dov, Rabbi say, the ischachus creates a shinoi la'olam, the person can reach madregas. Some people they have trouble, whatever, in madregas in Torah, madregas in ruchnias. A person can mamish have a Rosh Hashanah where he becomes a bria chadosh, where he's different. They're not going to recognize him. The change might not be overnight, but dear, you're going to see a guy that didn't understand, didn't know, and it can become a god of Yisrael. And things that he had problems with, taivis that he can't break, addictions, who knows what, but that the koyach of Rosh Hashanah is the koyach of ischachus, and the briach hadosha we shtel tzu to it, boys, is an under mitzvah, boys, and that's the mahus hayoyim, and that's ki mitzvah azoy is loy rechoyke. We think to make this ischachus of tshuva, you have to, who knows, you have to go up to shomayim. To make this ischachus, you have to go shomayim. How do you make such ischachus? Maybe you have to go to Eved Hayam, find somebody to do it. So the Torah Tosha Moriah the Gezat, this mitzvah of tshuva, which also has in it this koyach of ischatras. Beficho v'vav chorepoi. That's totally in the mouth, in the heart. Get the heart going, stirring the heart up to be really, really connected to the ischatras, to the malchias of Boisa. The Imru Lufanei Malchias, we're met b'shoifer. The shoifer is misoyer this, Rabbi Yisrael. That's the whole shoifer. It's ruach. It's all ruach, Rabbi Yisrael. It comes from the pnimi, it comes from the shoma. It's a nishmas chayim. And it goes back inside. It goes back inside through the ear. It goes back in. The nishma, but it's a bria chadosh, Rabbi Yisrael. It's a bria chadosh. Chaval, Rabbi Yisrael, chaval. The person should be busy with shtuyas and Rosh Hashanah. We're human beings, Rabbi Yisrael. We're not malachim. Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yisrael. Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yisrael. You could be zeichah for you and your children, your family, everybody, Rabbi Yisrael. The tefillahs, the bakoshes, shtalang su to this ischadish, revealing that the koyach that you have to mischadish. The koyach that you have to mischadish. I just want to end one quick vort, Rabbi Yisrael. I always say, over this vort, I tell you, Rabbi Yisrael, there's no gib. But a lot of it's because, Rabbi Yisrael, the person doesn't understand, doesn't see how what the koyach he really has. What's Toman Bifnim, Rabbi Yisrael? The Koyach HaNashoma is everlasting. It's all encompassing. We say over very quickly, Rabbi Yisrael. We always say over this word of Mechadish of Yisod. The apple and the honey. First episode, Rosh Hashanah, we dip the apple in the honey. That's the whole thing, Rabbi Yisrael. Pella the Gazach. I'm not going to all the Arichas where the Kashri is. First episode, the apple and the honey of Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yisrael. It's such a big minute. According to some place, can they hold it? It overrides the din of Tom because it's more chavim. What's that? What's this so good? Rather, but the apple with the honey, Rabbi Yisrael. So it's the goin in Shulchan Aruch, Murid the goin, Rabbi Yisrael. It's Kedai the Kavim. Kotof Kuf Pei Gimel, the goin says. What's the apple with the apple? So the goin. Because on Rosh Hashanah was the day, it's Chiddush and goin, Ali Rashi and Chumash, when Yitzchak went in, when Yaakov went in to get the brachas. And it says, Arei Reach, B'ni Kireach HaSoda, so the Gemara Tainas Choftes, and it says, Kireach Shel Tapuchim, the Reach is the Reach Shel Tapuchim, the Meila, that's up to going, this is the going's Taich, that's why we eat the apple, because on Rosh Hashanah is when he got the brachas, and he got the brachas on Rosh Hashanah, so we want to be Mirazda, so we take an apple, we dip it in honey, and Meila, we Mirazda, was to that end of Yaakov getting the brachas, because the brachas, all the brachas that we have, Christ as a nation, come from those brachas. So Rosh Hashanah is the day we want the brachas. So we want to be meramis to that eating of the apple. Rosh Hashanah is unbelievable going. He says it's very sure. Just that the apple, the kiyudua, was on Rosh Hashanah. Just want to add a murder to the Knei story, Rosh Hashanah. But Maisa, just one Knei story, Rosh Hashanah. Maisa, what happened on that day when Yaakov went in to get the brachas, Rosh Hashanah? What was going on? What was he wearing, Rosh Hashanah? He was wearing Big Day Esav. He went in with the Big Day Esav, Rabbi Yisrael, of a Koyel Kol Yankov. I think that's also a big, tremendous remez, Rabbi Yisrael, in the Yisrael of Rosh Hashanah. The Rabbi Yisrael Be'etzim were holding the matzah of a Big Day Esav that we have, all the Averis, that's the Begodim. Averis are Begodim, they're not our Machus. They're something that's attached to us. We go in Rosh Hashanah, we're Be'etzim, we have Big Day Esav, we have this Averis and that Averis. Oh, but the Koyel, Rabbi Yisrael, is a pure Koyel from Koyel Yankov. And the person that hears that, the person understands that, that be'emes, he shat to that kol yag, he's not shat to the Big Day Esav. Those are the tapuchim, he be'etzim, he shat to the reach ha-soda, ki reach ha-tapuchim. That's sweet, that's gishmak, you're not shat to the Big Day Esav. That's not really you. But in Shona, you can define who you really are. The amkus of the neshama, the kol yag, which comes to the pnimius, the kol shoifu, which comes with the heads of pnimius. Chutz from the Bria Chadosha, there's also a semel that Be'etzim licked in Yedda Yidda by a koil pnimi that shat to his mahus, his essence. And that's the Reach HaSodek, Reach HaTapuach. So Agam, the Big Day Esav, are on, you go into Rosh Hashanah, you weren't, there's no tshuva yet. You go into Rosh Hashanah without a tshuva. But you go in and try to megal them, mituch the eskasus, bakesli yom chagenu, the eskasus, the cover up of the Big Day Esav. There's a koil kol Yankov, the kol shoifa. We should be zeichah be'ezah Hashem to really find ourselves who we are. That's the message of the tapuach, to know that we have the koyach to be a kol Yankov, to be the shnishmas of the kim, and to realize that this has an unbelievable koyach, that things that we're not shy to change, things that we didn't believe that we can do, this chadshus is shayach to this time. We have to be mischadish, because if not, chas v'shalom, as over the Rambam. But we want to be mischadish because we realize that if we still true to this chadshus, Hashem nifka dosor leah, sor rifka v'rach, sor rach v'chana, they all nifka da. The koyach to shtaltzut and aschach is a koyach that mamash changed the bria, that a person become an andra metzias, a goyin oilam. It's in his efshorus. And beiz Hashem is bo, we shtaltzut and aschach is beiz Hashem, said shtaltzut and the malchus and lukim, because Shmuel sees the emeskai and Rosh Hashanah and Taka. We're not talking about the shmuz, we're not busy with the shtus, with the big day Esav anymore. We're big day with the koyach, we're big day with the tapuach, the reich, the tapuach. Hashem Yurachim, Hashem Yurachim, what's going on over there? Hashem Yurachim, Hashem Yurachim. We're living in a Bosan and such a situation which is lo yu'umin. A person should cry his eyeballs out of Rosh Hashanah just when it's not Shaykh, but the Metzias and the Bria. So many people, so many sorrows, Rabbi Yisai. So much people, the Matz of Yiddishkeit, so many people be pulled away, Mamish pulled away, the Yitzhar is fighting that last battle, but he's really fighting to take, pull everybody away, pull us down. Every single one of us, every wing single way, it's the end, he knows it's over, he's going for the gold. Pulling us down, Rabbi Yisai. And we still, Rabbi Yisai, at this door, it's one last word I'm ending. Tosfos says in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin of Beis, why we blow Miyushev, why do we blow twice? Because the Miyushev, the Miyumid, till the Arav is the sun. Rashi has one pshat. Tosfos says, brings from the Medrash, when the sun hears the first call, he doesn't know what's going on. He gets a little shaken up. Then he hears another coil. He thinks it's coil of Mashiach. He thinks it's his end. He gets all mavul, but he doesn't know what to do. But Poisai, Rosh Master Kasha, the son's a fool. Come on, son, you were here last year. We know we did this business again. Nothing happened. They're back to the, you know, right after Yontif, they're back on the iPhone. Don't worry about it, son. Don't get all nervous over here. Vulbol, he's all Mavul, he's Ma'arve, what's going on? So the Helik of Chavetz Chaim, someone said it was the, so the Helik of Chavetz Chaim, the Pshat and the Kol Shofar, but the Chiyuv of the Kol Shofar represents mitzvahs. The Chav mitzvahs, as Rashi says. Remember mitzvahs. He once asked the Chavetz Chaim, what's the pshat? How could the Shayat, how is the Shayach? Mashiach, the Chavetz Chaim had a certain suit, they say, in his closet, Mashiach. How should Mashiach to come? He didn't come in the Doiris, Makoidmim, the Doiris of the Rikitanoim, the Amiroim, Rishoinim, Geoinim, Kiveiga, Oador. It's up there. Yeah, it's just that Hainu Hach. Because we're such a Shvach Ador, because it's so hard, because your son is Mamish Mechasa. A mitzvah now is so chaviv. Thus main Tosfos, I want to say. Tosfos, here's the Kol Shofar from 2016 with the new Galaxy 6777 coming out soon. The people come out of the video and they kiss you. When a door is getting more developed, a guy in this door is telling Sue, sitting at 7:10, listening to a shmooze. A guy in this door is mechave a mitzvah shofar. He's mechave a mitzvah shofar. He goes to the shofar and he shtaltzu on his level. That mitzvah, this door is a shayach. The chassan is ruling all over. His shlit is bakol. A mensch does a mitzvah of the Chavetz Chaim. That mitzvah in his door, that's the bilbo of the shofar. He is again. We're blowing another shofar. Ulai, this is Koylo Shul Mashiach, Shabbi Zeich Rabbi Yisai, to stel tzu to the Rosh Hashanah, to Schadches HaMelucho, stel tzu to the Schadches, we can be Mischadesh Mechodesh on an unbelievable level. And Mitzvah Hashem, Be'ez Hashem, this year Rosh Hashanah, Tov Shina Ayin Zayin, Shabbi Nifsak, and the Gans Kla Yisrael, Da'ay L'Toro Seymo, Nebuch Hashem Yerachim, the other day someone just called me, a friend of mine, his wife, third stage of cancer already, Hashem Yerachim, nothing, we went for a regular checkup, level 3 of cancer already, Hashem Yerachim, was it left and right, this cancer, that cancer, this sickness and that sickness, Hashem Yerachim, it's all totally in the Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, you can save it, at Kavod HaMu Mischadesh, at Kavod HaMu Tshuva Shleima, Kavod HaMu Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch, Hashem should look down on this generation, the generation of the iPhone, of all the schmutz in the world, look down on the Torah mitzvahs, look down on the Mesiris Nefesh, and the Shofar Shel Ayel, Shbizichot, to be Nichta, Venechtam, Besifran, Shasadigim, Gemurim, Osim, all of Klai Yisrael, Bizichot, to that Koilosh Mashiach, and Heyavim, and Amen.